Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Thanks, Fáig. Now, football fans heading for the 2026 World Cup, as well as other Irish holidaymakers planning visits to the US, will soon have to provide details of their social media activity going back 5 years. The new rule has come to light in the Federal Register in Washington, D.C., in which official government announcements are made. Simon Calder, a travel correspondent of The Independent in London, joins me now on this. Simon, just remind us of the red tape that travellers to the US need to deal with.
Well, as many Irish people who travel to the US regularly will know, you just simply apply for the electronic system for travel authorization. That's an online permit which costs $40, so around 35 euro. It allows you to stay up to 90 days. You can make multiple journeys within 2 years. And even if you're just changing planes, maybe flying from Dublin to New York and then going on from there to Mexico, you will still need one. And of course, if for any reason the application is rejected, and that can happen if your name and your personal details are a close match with somebody who's on a watch list, then you have to apply for a US visa instead. That is guaranteed to be expensive and time consuming and a not pleasant experience attending the US embassy in Dublin.
Indeed. So what is changing now?
Well, at the moment, when you're applying for this ESTA, you can, if you want to, they invite you, do you want to reveal your social media accounts? And so I guess you could say, yeah, here's my LinkedIn, here's my Facebook, here's my postings on X, formerly Twitter. But of course, the vast majority of applicants don't, because they think, well, none of your business. It's worth saying that if you're granted an ESTA and you arrive in the US, or if you've got any sense, you do pre-clearance at Dublin Airport, of course, you can be asked to kind of hand over your phone and they can have a good old look at your social media. And we've had some quite high profile stories of tourists being turned away for making unfavorable comments about maybe the president, maybe the vice president. But what's happened now is that the US Customs and Border Protection, in order to comply with an executive order by President Trump that foreign visitors should be vetted and screened to the maximum degree possible, well, it is going to be compulsory when you apply to give those social media details going back 5 years.
Okay, so when you say social media details, what will that mean exactly?
Well, it would typically mean, you know, are you, what social media platforms are you active on? And I think probably most of us who use social media say, yeah, on two or three. They would then want to know, for example, what your Twitter handle is, you know, when you're posting on X. And they can then go in and perhaps have a look and see, so you said some uncomplimentary things about the president. I think in practice, it's not going to be quite like that. If there's something about your application that maybe they think, he or she might be wanting to work, or they clearly appear to have a very high profile political platform, they might look into it a bit more. But I would not think that the average Ireland football fan going to follow the team in their inevitable triumph will be in that sort of area. But you simply never know with the US, which is why I'm always very keen to go through pre-clearance at Dublin, because it's so much easier being turned away before you've actually left the country.
Indeed, yes. If there's going to be a problem, you want to have a problem while you're still within a taxi ride from home. This is not just for Irish travellers, obviously. Has there been reaction to this detail now being demanded?
Oh, sure. It's spread around the world like wildfire, particularly at a time when I've just been checking the tourism figures going into the US for August, about 9% down in terms of international visitors, which is really significant. And so the travel industry in the US desperately wants more people to come in, but instead it's going the other way. So you've got one of the leading travel industry figures in the UK, Julia Lobue Said, boss of a big travel company, says, history shows us that when a destination becomes harder to reach, British holidaymakers simply go elsewhere. And I would say that probably is the same for Irish holidaymakers. Probably, if you're a younger traveller, this may deter you more, partly because you might be more active on social media. Whereas older travellers might just think, oh, well, you know, I haven't done anything that I think would get me into trouble, so I'll go anywhere.
And I suppose because, as we say, the World Cup is coming up, that might skew figures a little bit for this summer coming anyway.
Oh, sure, yeah. Really interesting to see what's happening. Clearly, Scotland and England have already qualified. Airfares on the relevant dates before their group matches are going up. Accommodation rates are going up. But it may well be that we get to the stage of just a few weeks before the tournament begins. And actually, lots of people are staying away because not just the general slump in tourism, which has accompanied, it has to be said, the new the second term of President Trump, but also because people don't like to be caught up in chaos. And when there's a big sporting event on, whether it's the World Cup, whether it's the Olympics, a lot of normal people, as opposed to football fans, will think, well, I'm not bothering going there.
And Simon, is US, are they the only country that actually make this demand of visitors, that the access to social media?
Certainly the only one I know of where you have the situation where you have to apply online for an online permit. So, for instance, in the UK, we've introduced an electronic travel authorization. Every nation in the world, apart from Ireland, has to apply for it. There's certainly no question of, you know, tell us what you've been posting on social media. It is the case in some places. So, for instance, you're in Russia, which almost nobody is going to these days, they could have a look at your social media. And if you've said something supporting Ukraine, you will be in trouble. And in China, well, Facebook and X are permanently blocked. And so therefore, that isn't going to be, you're probably not going to get into trouble for those. But interesting, it'd be interesting to see if this idea spreads. I think it probably won't. I hope I'm right about that.
Okay, Simon, we leave that there. Thank you so much. That's Simon Calder there from The Independent in London. We're also joined by Adrian Weckler, Irish Independent's technology editor here. Adrian, some people might be concerned about what they have on their social media postings. What would be the advice to those people?
Well, the advice from immigration lawyers and people who've really looked at this and who indeed have taken on clients in this regard is to scrub your phone of any material that you think could offend the states. And the guidance here now, the actual language of the guidance that custom officials use is, and I'm quoting, any indications of hostility toward the citizens, culture, government, institutions, or founding principles of the United States. Now, in practice, what immigration lawyers say, that what gets most, where most Irish people sometimes fall afoul is jokes. So jokes that are considered to be harmless can sometimes come sail close to the wind when it comes to Americans. Another example where there is a very different sensibility between the US and Ireland is on the issue of Israel and Palestine, for example. So, for example, we recently had the big issue over the potential renaming of the Herzog Park in Dublin. And there was a lot of, you know, a lot of passion around that on both sides. In the US, if they find social media posts that are loaded with a lot of passion around that subject, particularly on one side of the fence, that could potentially bring you into a category of person that few other countries in the Western world would put you in.
So I know that there have been some companies and large businesses recommending that people bring burner phones if they're traveling to the US. Is that an idea? Are you putting another like big question mark over you?
Yeah, the experts that I've spoken to on this say that is a high-risk tactic, simply because when we talk about a burner phone, we typically talk about a low-cost Android phone, a 99 euro Android smartphone, or maybe even a button Nokia phone, okay, one of the old types. And if an immigration official has already pulled you out of the line and you're in the room with them and they're now asking you for access to your social media accounts and your devices, they are entitled to request access to your phone, your laptop, your tablet, whatever it is. If they see you pulling out a button Nokia phone and you're already in their line of inquiry, let's say, that could raise a red flag themselves, especially if they go online and find that you have posted stuff on social media websites. They're going to ask, well, what did you post them? What device did you post that on? Is this your real phone? And the same might be said for your own phone. If you decide to wipe your phone, remove all of your apps, for example, when you go through, you've no social media apps at all on your phone. And maybe your idea is, as soon as I get to the States, I'll find a good, strong Wi-Fi spot and I'll just reload my apps. Because don't forget, all of your content on your apps stays there. It's just that you've removed the apps from your phone. That is also a high-risk strategy, because if you are in the line of inquiry, by the custom officials already, they're going to ask questions about that. So the best advice that I have heard is, if you believe sincerely that anything that you have written or any jokes that you've made may sail close to the wind, just go and try and delete them first.
And that's not going to get you into trouble, is it? In terms of will there be any way to track that you've been scrubbing your?
No, not really, not in that sense. No, I the forensic investigation, I don't believe it goes that far. And just to be clear here, there is sometimes this question of, well, what do you mean by stuff that sails close to the wind? My understanding and what I've been told by experts in this field is that it's not criticism of Trump himself. It's not saying that you disagree with this or that he's gone too far, or, you know, that, you know, America is this, America is that. It's more stuff that would lend credence to a profile of you being constructed as somehow involved in some sort of subversive activity. That's the advice that I've heard on it. So you can be a Republican or a Democrat or, you know, a liberal or a conservative. It's not that they're looking for. They're looking for something which, in their own language, would be hostile. It's hostility toward something in the US.
Okay. Good advice there. That's Adrian Weckler, Irish Independence technology editor.